This week's parasha, parashas Vayechi. The parasha begins. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shvas reishona. Vayhi me'yakov shnei chayov sheva shonim ve'arboim ha'shona. So it tells us that Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years, and the days of Yaakov and the years of his life were 147 years. Vayikru v'yimei Yisrael v'amos, and the time drew near to be Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, to die, and he called Yosef, and so on and so forth. The parasha continues. Rashi says, Vayechi Yaakov, lama parasha is stuma. Why is this parasha stuma? What does stuma mean? So generally, between parashas, there will be a separation of a line. It'll continue the parasha, the new parasha will continue on the next line, or at the very least, there will be 9 spaces. That's general. That's the general rule. Parashas Vayechi, from between Vayigash and Vayechi, it goes trivious. About Peira, you have to, usually, like, you're able to, you know, find where the new parasha starts, because it's a new paragraph, a new line, or at least it's a space over here. It's right after the last word of Vayibu Ma'oid of Parashas Vayigash, is immediately Vayechi. So Rashi wants to know why. So Rashi says, Lefi, he quotes it, it's a Bereishis Rabbah. Lefi Shekivan Shenikta Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu died, Nistimu Einehem, the Libam Shei Yisrael. The eyes and the hearts of Chai Yisrael became closed. Like a Stuma Parasha is closed, there's no space in between. So it became closed. Why? Mitzaras Hashibut. From the Tzara of the Shibut, of being Avadim in Mitzrayim, says Chilul Ishabdim. Because Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim started at this point when Yaakov Avinu died, the Shibut started. As I said, Rashi. The question is, what does that mean? What does Rashi mean? Shekivan Shenifte Yaakov Avinu, Nistimu, the Klai Yisrael's eyes and heart closed. What does that mean? Let's just think about Rashi. What does Rashi mean? And Mitzaras Hashibut. And because of the Mitzaras of the Shibut. Sheskhilu Shabdom, because they went into Shibut. So I mean, why is that a reason to have a closed parasha? And why specifically when Yaakov Avinu died? Why is this all starting when Yaakov Avinu died? The Klai Yisrael says that the reason why there's a connection between parashas Vayigash and Vayechi, he says, because it's really one parasha. You should read it as one parasha. There's no separation. How so? The last pasuk in parashas Vayigash is Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen. The Klai Yisrael settled in Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Goshen. Vayeachazuvo Vayifru Vayibu Moed. Klal Yisrael settled themselves in Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Goshen. That's the Eretz Goshen. Vayeach Zubah, they went and they built a chiza. They settled themselves. They built stuff there, and they Vayirbu Moi, Vayif Vayirbu. They continued the growth. So the Klal Yisrael says that means is, and because of that, Vayichiyakay Mitzrayim. He says is they were so comfortable, things were good. And now all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu died. The Shibud came upon them, and now all of a sudden things are tough. They're tough for them. So therefore their hearts and their eyes got closed. What does it mean, their hearts and their eyes? It means they became a downtrodden nation. They no longer were happy. They were no longer besimcha. They were in Shibud. Till now things were good. My son on last week's Shabbos asked me, why does it say, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen? Isn't Goshen part of Mitzrayim, really? So why is it they were in Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Goshen? So I told him many of the Perushim explain that this is part of the problem. Okay, not like the Klai Yisrael saying that they were comfortable, but you want to know why, what precipitated that they would end up in the Shibud Mitzrayim was because they connected themselves to the Mitzrayim. Yeshiv Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen. There was Mitzrayim proper, and then there was Goshen. Goshen was really given to Sari Imenu, with the Maisa with Avram and Sarah, when Pari took Sarah, as a gift they gave him Goshen. If Klal Yisrael would have stayed separated and stayed in Goshen, they wouldn't have become part of the Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim wouldn't have had anything against them, or become decided to make them slaves, and they would have left them alone. It's because, by Yeshiv Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen, they needed to get part of Mitzrayim even more than Goshen. They weren't happy with, oh, let's just stay separate. Let's stay, you know, we don't need to be part of the Mitzrayim. They wanted to be part of them. They wanted to say, we're part, we know what's going on, we're equals, we're part of your society as well. And that's when the Klal Yisrael's problem starts. And that's what Nistim Uenehem Velibam Shel Klal Yisrael. Now this one says, and it says, "Va'echi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shvaaseh shonah." He may Yaakov shnei chayov. Keeps on saying the word "va'echi" and "chayov." He says is that you should know that Yaakov Avinu lived a complete life. Yaakov Avinu's life was complete, 100%. And when it says in Kapitel Mem Vav Pasuk Dalet, "Anoichi eved imcha Mitzrayim." Even when Yaakov, Pasuk is stressing, "Va'echi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim." You want to say when he wasn't in Mitzrayim, in the tomb of Eretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov was living, and he was in a tzaddik, and he was a shleimim, he was a shalim. So, okay. The Pasuk is telling us, even in Mitzrayim, for 17 years, he was in the tomb of Mitzrayim. It was a terrible place to be, Mitzrayim. And nonetheless, Yaakov Avinu stayed a tzaddik and a shalim his entire life. Not that the Pasuk, he Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, who cares? Why do we have to know? The Pasuk ends, you want to tell us, we know that the Torah tells us how long Avraham Avinu lived and how long Yitzchak. So you want to tell us, as you say, 147 years. This is not the Torah is stressing all this can say. The Torah is stressing that he lived in the Mitzrayim the same way he lived the rest of his life. And the other 130 years of his life, of where he wasn't in Tumas Mitzrayim, he lived those 70 years in the Mitzrayim also. He stayed away from the Mitzrayim. He didn't try to become part of the Mitzrayim, like we said was the problem of Klal Yisrael. Oh, but Yeshe, we saw Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen. The Pritzadik says, and it says Nistamu, that he says the reason why this parsha is sosum, that there's no break, there's no space, he says is because Yaakov Avinu's life is a very hard thing to understand, he said. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu, he was born, he had Esav. He ran away from Esav, he went to Lavan. He had to deal with Lavan. He ran away from Lavan, he had the Yosef getting sold. He had, If we read through the last few parashas when told by Yaakov Avinu, Avram had his problems, Yitzchak had his problems, but Yaakov just seems to be one after the next. We know by Yeshev Yaakov had some time, but he was finally, resting and no such rest. His life, he says, the Pritzadik says, you should know that it's awesome to tell us that we don't understand it. We shouldn't try to understand it. You could say, Nebuch, Yaakov Avinu, he had such a hard life. He says, you don't look at it like that. It's awesome. Our eyes are close to it. We should understand and know that it's not that, oh, look, we should have kindness and say, what's going on? It doesn't make sense. He said, no, it's not for us to understand. We shouldn't sit here and try to make such brain. People think they have to understand everything. How could it be? Yaakov Avinu, he was a tzaddik. Why did it happen to him? Those chesbonos we don't make. And he tells Sue, he says, why is there a break? Well, what's the whole point? He says. He says, the Rashi in Vayikra, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, says, why is there a concept? Why is there spaces? We started off that you should know that in between each and every parasha, there either starts in a new line or there's nine spaces, and this parasha is awesome. Why, Taki, is there a space? Why, Taki, does it start in a new line? So he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was writing it, the point of having a little bit of a space was to sort of think about what you just wrote. In other words, almost like chazaring, you finished, and think a little bit about what happened. The Pritzadik says over here, there's no space because don't even think about it. Don't make such chesbonos and say, well, what happened to Yaakov Avinu? Our eyes are closed, our hearts are closed. We shouldn't try to understand it because we can't understand it. We have to understand that the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what he's doing, and the Rebbeinu Shalom did it for Yaakov Avinu's good, and we shouldn't ask questions. And going even further, that why the Klal Yisrael, what happened over here? They go into Mitzrayim after this. They go into the Tumas Mitzrayim, and they go into the Midbar. Why? Why? People ask this question, why? Pritali says, Nistimu, don't ask the question why. The question why is not for you to ask. You say, this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, we accepted, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what he's doing, and that's the end of the story. The Rebbe Moshe asks, it says, Vayechi Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov. We know Yaakov Avinu is given a second name, Yisrael. We also know that Yisrael is the Madrega, a higher name. If you have to, in other words, Yisrael was when Klal Yisrael takes the name of Yisrael when they're in a high madrega, and they're Bnei Yaakov when they're on a lower level. So with saying wonderful things here about Yaakov Avinu, and he was a Sholem, and the Pasuk stresses it, and all the Mefarshim that we're explaining, in that case, why doesn't it say, Vayechi Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim? It should say Yisrael. Or why does it say Vayechi Yaakov? So he explains, the Ben Moshe explains, the Azarava explains, that the Pasuk is telling us a very important thing that we have to know. A very important lesson. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. He says, Yaakov is at a lower level. But even then, when you're in a lower level, he was a sholem. That means that you can have a chiyus in this world, even if you're on a low madrega. You shouldn't say, is that I don't have a connection. We say, it says, the Rashi tells us, the quotes in Medrash, Yaakov Avinu was loy meis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. What does it mean he didn't die? Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael loy meis, but Yaakov Avinu didn't die. What does it mean he didn't die? He's true of Tzor HaChaim. Like the Rivo says, it says, Vayigba Vayosef Alamo. It doesn't say the lotion of mace. When it says that Vayigva, I don't know how you teach it, I think the article teaches that he expired. Right? He expired and Vayyasef Alamov, and he was gathered into his nation. It doesn't say mace. Why not? Because Yaakov Avinu was always connected to Chayim. He has his children continuing on for him. There's always this part of life in Yaakov Avinu. He's still connected to us. Till today, Yaakov Avinu is connected today. So the Ben Moshe is explaining that Vayechi Yaakov, you should know that a person shouldn't say, I'm not on the level, I don't have a life anyways here. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu, you have a tzaddik, so good, he had a life over here, but I'm a nothing anyways, I'm a nobody. So what's the point? The Shachar Torah says, when it says Nistimu, when it's closed, he says that Yaakov Avinu was in such a high madriga. We know the Chazal tells that Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Shel Avis. He was the choice, the chosen, he was the greatest of the Avis. Yaakov Avinu was in such a high madriga that even in this world, he was like living in a world of Olam Haba. Again, how we understand that looking through the parashiyos is very hard to understand. But he was living in a world of Olam Haba, and that's why Nistimu, it's closed to tell us is that we can't even see it. We should understand that everything that we're learning. I once heard someone have a taina that someone gave a shiur about the Avraham Avinu and Sarah and how they had a certain connection and a love. And we talk about Yaakov Avinu and he loved Rachel. How can you talk about the Avos and the Emoros like that? And we have to understand it on a lower level, but we need to. It's true. We need to understand that everything we're reading in the Torah is not on a simple level, on our level, but there's a reason that the Torah is learned for everybody, even for children and for adults, and we can also gain something from it. So he's telling us, well, you should know, don't make such friends of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Me'in Olam Haba. The Eitz Hadas Tov says, he says an interesting shot. He says, he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says that Adam Arishan, if you like math, this is interesting to that Torah. The Zohar says that we know, it's Medrash, that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live for 1,000 years, and he gave 70 years of his life to God. Zok the Zohar. Not only did Adam give 70 years of his life to David, but there needed to be 70 years from the Ovis, from the life of the Ovis, needed to also have a give David HaMelach. The Melach HaMashiach needed Chiyas. In other words, he needed that first step was from Adam HaRishon, but he also needed it from the Ovis. So he says that Avraham Avinu was supposed to live 180 years. He lived 175, that's 5 years. He says that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to live 175 years, the same amount that Avraham lived. That was the Cheshbon. He doesn't explain that. He's supposed to live 175. So 175 minus 140, I'm sorry, minus 100, Yaakov lived 147. Okay. So 175 minus 147 is 28 years. Right? 28 years plus 5, we're up to 33 years. Who's next? Yosef HaTzadik. It's brought in a Chazal that Yosef HaTzadik, he was a Nikra Av and he was Nikra Ben. He was one of the Shvatim, but we know he was also in the Darga of an Av because he had two Shvatim. Ephraim and Manasseh, a part of who came from Yosef. So Yosef had the Darga of both, Shevet as one of the children of Yaakov Avinu at the same time as an Av. So Yaakov Avinu was supposed to live the same amount of years as his father, 147. He only lived 110. 147 minus 110 is 37 years. 37 plus 33, 70. So that's the cheshbon how you get, which is interesting, of how you get the chiyus of David HaMelech comes from Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yaakov Avinu had to live this amount. And the Eitz Hadas Toiv explains, he says, when it says, Vayikiru Yimei Yisrael Lomos, means that Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, was ready to die. What does it mean, ready to die? On whatever level, again, we're talking about death over here. He was ready because he understood that he wasn't going to live up to 175, which he was supposed to, because he was giving it to David HaMelech. The same chesed, we know the other reasons about the 33 words that he said, but he says that he said that we're talking about the Hecher Zachen, quoting Isaiah, but he says that Yaakov Avinu was ready to give up because what was his whole life? His life was a life of the Rebbeinu Shalom. David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. He says that he was ready. Yaakov said, I'm ready to die. What same other Rishon said, I'm giving up 70 years of my life. Yaakov Avinu was saying, I'm ready to give up my years, my 28 years, so it can go to David HaMelech. It says in the Haftarah, in this week's parasha, Anoichi Herech V'derech Kol Ha'aretz V'Chazakta V'Yisalish. David HaMelech Tel Shloima, he said, he was giving him directions about what to do after he dies. He's getting ready to die, David HaMelech. We understand now the obvious correlation between Vayichi Yaakov, Vayikri we made Yisrael Lomus, and Yaakov was getting ready to die, and David HaMelech was preparing for death in this will. So Aderes Elio says, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that says, we know that there's such a din, there's a Mises Bezin. There's four different Mises Bezin. You should know today there's still Mises Bezin. You don't see there's no Bezdin, and you don't have people getting killed by Bezdin. He says that if someone, let's say Chenek, if he's in Tava Bayam, he drowns in the water, that's considered like Chenek. If someone falls off the roof and he dies, that's considered Skila. So he says, and there Eliyo says that you should know that David HaMelech, the same way Yaakov Avinu, he died Shalit. People in David HaMelech's life said that David HaMelech didn't have Eva, he sinned with Bathsheba. So there is a Yo says in the Pasuk saying David HaMelech is saying is, you're going to see Anoichi Holech B'derech Kol Ha'aretz. I am going the same way Kol Ha'aretz, all of the earth, all of the people on the earth. The same way a person died, I'm going to die regularly. I'm not going to die falling off a roof. I'm not going to die in a way in a fire. I'm not going to die in a way that's going to say, oh, you see, David HaMelech got punished. Because David HaMelech was certainly a tzaddik that if he would have done an Aveira, he would have been punished on this world, so upstairs he would have gotten complete everything good. So he said, that's for sure. So that's the raya that David HaMelech, when says, someone said that David HaMelech did a chet, is certainly wrong. We know that, and the Gemara says so. But he says, brings the raya from the pasuk that he's saying is he's going the same way everyone. Perhaps we could explain that that's what's going on over here. But Yechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Veshem. Rashi says, "Loma Parashat Ustuma Vishakiman Chinefi Yaakov in Nistimo in Name Leibim Shal Yisrael." Mitzrayim Shashibud. They started. Yaakov Avinu died. Yaakov Avinu was the patriarch of the family. Everyone looked up to him. People got their kriyas from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was now not alive anymore in this world. They were going into Shibud Mitzrayim. They got dejected. They said, we're nobodies, we're not important. When Yaakov was here, they felt, oh, we're part of Am Yisrael, we're part of Klal Yisrael, we're a connection to Yaakov Avinu. They started to feel that they lost that. That's what's happening over here. And that's what caused the Shibud. And you have to realize that. Vayechi Yaakov. The Pasuk is telling us, Yaakov lives. We also can live. We can be on a low madrega. We have to try to elevate ourselves. But we should never give in and say, eh, there's no chance, we have no shaykhs. We should never give in. There's a story that I saw, that there was a man got up at his son's bar mitzvah, and he started speaking. He said, I want to tell you my sister, how you can't hear. When I was in yeshiva, they always had a minig when someone got married. All the boys got together, they chipped in for a chasm shasach. I think it was chasm shasach or shulchan aruch, one of the two. They chipped in to get him a satisfar. One day, it was a certain, one of their friends were getting married, and the boy sat around, by the breakfast table and said, him? We're not going to get him a Shulchan Aruch. He's never going to look at it. We're wasting our money. Him will get a toaster oven. A toaster oven he'll at least use. The Shulchan Aruch is going to sit there on the shelf. You're going to dust it off. It doesn't make sense. He said, the father continued, the Rosh Hashiva found out about it and called in these boys. They already bought the toaster. He says, what's wrong with you guys? You're going to get him a toaster? He says, he has no chance. Get him the Shulchan Aruch. At least it's sitting on his shelf. Maybe he'll learn it. You're giving him the top that he's going to become a toaster oven. That's it. He says, get him the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he'll have to become a gadol. And the father ended the story by saying his kachoya. He didn't say which Rosh Hashiva. He said, this person ended up becoming a Rosh Hashiva. And he says, if they would have given him a toaster, he would have become toast. We have to realize for ourselves, for other people, don't set your bar so low. We're not a Yaakov Avinu, but even Yaakov Avinu, the low madrega of Klal Yisrael, has a lot of kreiches, and we have to stand strong on that and say that we do have kreiches and we can follow the Ratzon Hashem and we can accomplish a lot. A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk Tezvav, Kapitel Memches, Vayivarach es Yosef, Vayoymar, Yaakov Avinu benches Yosef, and he says, Ha'alekim, Asher hashalchu avoisai lefonav Avram v'Yitzchok, the God that asher hashalchu avoisai the Avram of Yitzchok went before lefonav, before the Rabbanu Shalom, before the God, Ha'alekim, the God haroya oisi mi'oidat yimazeh, who is my shepherd, that's who is you bench you. And then he finishes up. Question. The first pasuk, what do you do? He said, you should be benched, Avram Yitzchak, Halakim Araya Isi. So first he mentioned Avram, he mentioned Yitzchak, and then Isi. So he put himself last. The next pasuk, he switches it around. He says, "Hamalach Avor Oisi Mikara Yevarech Es Anam Mikara V'Ham Shemi." He should be called by my name, Yisrael. V'Shem Avor Se Avram V'Yitzchak. And he should also be called by Avram and Yitzchak. Why did he switch it around? Why? I mean, he would think that Al Anivus he should have stuck himself at last, and he's the third of the others as well. But all of a sudden, this pasuk he says, "Mikara V'Ham Shemi." That's first. Rabbeinu Nachum explains. But the reason why, in the pasuk before, he said, "Vayivarach es Yosef v'yem alakim al asher talchu avoisei lefonav Avram v'Yitzchok halakim haroya oisi." We use the word lefonav. He says Avram and Yitzchok were big tzaddikim. They came went before their Rebbeinu Shalom. What does it mean before their Rebbeinu Shalom? It means they didn't need so much their Rebbeinu Shalom's help. They were on such a high madrega. Everyone needs their Rebbeinu Shalom's help, but they were on such a high madrega that it's as if they were going by themselves. As opposed to himself, he calls himself, I'm like a sheep, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is my shepherd. Without the Rebbeinu Shalom sitting there prodding me and pushing me to make sure I go in the right way, I wouldn't have had a chance. And that's where over here he says, he's thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom that you should know that if not for the Rebbeinu Shalom, I wouldn't have had a chance. It says in the Be'er Moshe, he quotes a Zohar. He says that Yaakov represents Torah, Yitzchak represents Avodah, and Avram represents Gemilas Chasadim. He said that you should know, with everything said and done, the reason why he said Yikar Vehem Shemi, my name first, Yaakov in his name first, is because it represents Torah. When he's talking about the first pasuk, he's not talking about himself. He's saying, that's, you can learn like a Ben Menachem, he's saying it's not important. But when he's giving the brachas, b'shmi, of who the bracha should be in my name, he says, what is that? He says, you should know. The world stands on three things. But you know what's most important? Torah! Avodah is important. Gemilas Chasadim is important. But you know what's most important? Torah. Unadulterated Torah. I heard someone just told me that his Rosh Hashiva, I don't know who Rosh Hashiva was, he used to have a problem with people saying the concept of Torah in. People say is, you know, you have to have Torah and Midas, Torah and Midas, and Torah and Derech Eretz. It's taka, you need to have midas, and you have to have derech eretz. There's a lot of things that you have to have. But Torah has to be separate. Torah is on its own pedestal. There's Torah, there's Torah, there's Torah. Yes, of course you need to have other things, but you have to remember that Torah is the most important, and it's not, oh yeah, we'll just put it all together, and it's all the same thing. It's not. You have to keep it separate. The Medrash tells us that actually Avram was called Yisrael, and Yitzchak was also called Yisrael. So when he says, "V'yikarei v'hem shemi," my name representing Yisrael, which represents Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when he says, don't think that he's calling it by himself, but he's saying is that it represents me, Avram, of course, Yitzchak, and myself as well. And he's stating there, so yo, he said that's partial like that. And it says in the Pi Tzadik, Mem Zayin in Pazik Kortes, Voisisa imodi chesed v'emes. He says, what's chesed? Chesed is Torah Shebaalpeh, and emes is Torah Shebiksav. He says, the Mida of Yaakov is titin emes to Yaakov. Emes refers to Torah Shebiksav. Of course, the Torah Shebaalpeh, and one goes into the next. But you should know that Torah Shebiksav is Amita Shel Torah. That's the truth. Yeah, through Torah Shebaalpeh, we can come to the understanding of a Torah Shebiksav, but the Iker is a Torah Shebiksav. Perhaps how we can understand what's going on over here. Yaakov Avinu starts off by saying, "Vayivarech Hashem Elokim Asher Shalach Avraham Elchan Avram Yitzchak Ha'Elokim Haru Eisim Ezeh Meze." Yaakov Avinu was an Anov. We know an Anov is an important trait in a person to grow. Yaakov Avinu was not a big shot. He says, "I'm a nothing." He says, "My Avram and Yitzchak, they went by themselves. They didn't need the Rebbeinu Shalom Ke'ein. Of course, they needed the Rebbeinu Shalom, but they were fond of the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm not. I am just like a sheep, and the Rebbeinu Shalom was my shepherd." And when it says, "Hamalach Avor Loisimi Koro Yivarech Es Ha'Orim," he's now benching Ephraim and Menashe, and he's giving the bracha. What's the biggest bracha that you want to give? You want to give it to Yikarei V'Hem Shemi. You should go in my name. My name, Yisrael Torah. And I have to remember that our strongest connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Again, you have Gemilas Chasadim, we have Avor, the wonderful things. But you have to remember Torah's Dikah. Have a good chance.